Friday, 4th of March, 1988. This is George Willoughby on behalf of the Henley and Grange Historical Society. I'm at 31 Swan Street Grange, and I'm about to have a talk with Ron Jones, who's lived in this area quite a long, long time.
Over by Mr. Fisher's place, and beyond it, where the river came to, was rather a picturesque little place. And there was a lot of tea trees and a lot of trees over there. And there was quite a nice deep hole there where he could swim. As a matter of fact, he used to have parties over there, and he built this wooden bridge across the creek so he could get across beyond, because they used to grow things out there for his house. And they used to grow crops of things out there. Well, we as kids, lunchtime, we would get out and sneak over to, which wasn't far, it was just down there and across the railway line, and we would have a swim. And bathers, well, you never had any bathers in those days, you just stripped off and went in for a swim. And what we used to do is to strip the bark off the tea trees and tie it around our waist and paint our bodies with black mud. And the train used to come, I remember the train used to come through about 1:15, or was it 12:15? I don't know. It was during the school lunch break. And the train used to come down, and us kids, we used to get out there and dance in front of the train. There's no clothes on with our bits of strip hanging around. And we got dobbed in by some woman. She reckoned it was disgusting that the boys would dance in front of the train. Anyhow, she got in touch with the headmaster, and so when we got this particular day, I remember, we got back to school, and there was nothing said till we all had to fall in, and in those days we all wore those little red skull caps, you know, some had black ones, brown ones, and red ones, and all sorts of skull caps. So when we were lined up, we all have to line up to go into school, the headmaster said, I wanted to address the told the teacher he wanted them all lined up. So there was all the boys and girls lined up in their classes. And he said, now I want all the boys to take their caps off. So we thought, we didn't know what this was. So we took our caps off. And he walked up and down the lines. And everybody that had wet hair, he gave them a belt with a cane. And then he got up in front of us and told us all, for going over the fishes and swimming and dancing in front of the train. Now, he didn't object to his fish having a swim because it was pretty hot in those days. It used to be pretty hot days. But he said, I don't want you guys dancing in front of the train with this fuss. No.
Offending the ladies.
Yeah. So next day, we went out. Well, it wasn't next day, the next day, because it was a bit cool that day. But the next time we decided to go for a swim, we went over for it and had our swim. And when we came back, we got every kid in the school in wet his hair. And so he lined us all up again, and he said, take your hats off. And every lad in the school had a wet hair. So we belted the lot of us.